Yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes, welcome to another Geek Culture Congress. I am one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by the very famous and talented Mr. Tarek Lewis. Tarek, thank you for joining us.
Thank you all for
welcome
being
back.
Here.
Welcome back.
My friend.
It's good to see you, my friend. It's good to see you. Of course, the number one nighttime jock here in Tampa, Florida, on Wild 94.1, Mr. Joy Franchise. Joy, tell him what's going on with you. How you doing? Here, how you
man.
Feeling?
Feeling right? Amazing.
Yeah?
Yes. Feeling great. Good. Ready for good. Avengers Endgame.
Yeah? You
so
ready?
Ready?
Yeah.
What's this movie you're talking about?
Which one? Oh man, yeah, you know, it's just a little movie called, you know, Avengers, you know, Endgame.
I literally got the countdown going, man. It's like, what, 40 some days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited. So, of course, today we're talking about what we saw, of course, in Captain Marvel for Mr. Tarek Lewis, because he wasn't able to attend the screening.
Yeah, no, I was not invited.
Yes, you were. You were invited. You were the first one I came to go see.
I don't recall.
I went to go see.
Oh, so hold on. I was second?
You were second. Sorry.
You see how this guy does me, man?
He came up with the name, so you don't have to go and see him first.
You don't know how to maintain friendships. You got to work on that.
Yeah, you got to really work on that. You got to balance.
I'm just being honest. Shouts out to everybody watching us on Facebook right now. If you want to chime in the conversation, I am trying to monitor the live feed on our page. And I'm also, without getting some feedback here, I'm also trying to monitor my watch party, which is on my regular page. So bear with me. I will get your comments somehow, some way, okay? So go ahead and give us a spoiler-free review, Tarek Lewis, before we get into what we saw. How about that?
Spoiler-free review.
Yeah, do real quick.
Real quick one. This is what we call a decent film.
I like to use the word solid. Would you say solid?
I'd say it's decent. It's not quite solid.
Okay.
The rewatchability.
Yeah?
I have no need to re-see it, see it again, especially since it's buffered with...
Wow.
These Avengers movies.
That's rough. Right. So they spent a lot of money in that movie, Tarek Lewis.
Well, they got my money. I went to matinee, too. It was like five.
Oh, you went matinee style.
It was like $5.85.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got the discount.
It's that calculated lifestyle.
Yeah, they didn't get much of my money. But, you know, if it was $10, I wouldn't have been mad.
Yeah?
It's decent. Samuel Jackson has some good moments.
Okay.
I feel like the humor's a little, they tried a little too hard at some points.
Yeah, I think they were like, oh, we got to be funny like other movies.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
right. We got to say some lines here and there.
Visually, it looked good. The way they displayed her powers, it looked great. And I don't mind the origin story, but it wasn't exciting at all. Like, I didn't feel a point where I couldn't get up and walk away and then come back. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
So I posed this question to Joey, and he said that this was necessary, but I'll pose the same question to you. Is Captain Marvel necessary watching to get into what's coming next, which is Avengers Endgame?
No.
And why is that?
Well, who knows what's going to be in Avengers Endgame, right?
Right.
Who knows?
So if something happens and you're like, oh, well... I don't understand now. And you're like, oh, the guy sitting next to you says,
yeah,
did you watch Captain Marvel?
It's too hard
That's
to say.
That's why. You don't know.
It's too hard to say ahead of time. But we know at the end of Avengers Infinity War that somebody was coming. So unless they're going to go deep into her backstory in Endgame, then who cares? You know?
Right.
So I don't think it's quite necessary.
Grandel says, Tarek, quickly say greetings, Starfighter. I don't know why.
What?
He says, quickly say greetings, Starfighter.
Greetings, Starfighter. Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
What
idea.
What does that mean?
your voice is probably that distinct.
Oh, is that the last of the Starfighter reference?
Yeah,
make sure your microphone is muted on the camera over there, on the screen there.
Right
in
here?
Case. Yeah.
Is it muted?
Yeah. Just have a line through the mic.
Unmuted. It is muted.
Now you're muted. All right, cool. All right, dope. Just want to make sure because, you know... We don't want any accidents.
Yeah.
any audio accidents. So, not necessary then.
No.
Absolutely. So, to the person who goes to see Avengers Endgame because you said that Captain Marvel is not necessary and something happens and they're like lost.
You're an adult. You're making an adult decision.
I might have to disagree with you though. I think you might have to watch this just because, I mean... If you just saw Infinity War and looked at the end of it and had no idea what that symbol was on that pager of his, like, you know what I mean? And why was it in Fury's possession? So you're going to want to know, all right, what does Nick Fury have? Like, who is this person that Nick Fury has a relationship with? You know what I mean? That he's paging to come, you know, save us from the snapshire.
Yeah, you didn't know. I knew that when from the.
Well, we know that. We know that. Like, the average person. My mother ain't going to know that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, well, who's that girl? Why is his pager funny? Like, that's the questions I would have got.
Yeah. I don't know.
But for us being what we know, I mean, we knew what to expect.
Yeah.
But for the average person, it was cool for them to dissect. I think for the avid geek cultured person,
yeah,
like, you would know, and it probably wouldn't watching Captain Marvel probably wouldn't matter so much. I felt like it mattered because once again, we see the Tesseract again.
Yeah.
Like, how many times are we going to see the Tesseract in these movies? And we're going into spoiler territory.
Yeah, that's...
So I apologize. Are we ready for spoiler stuff?
This is your warning, ladies and gentlemen. You're going into spoiler territory right now.
My bad.
You fast forward, or you can leave the live show and come back later, and we'll spoil something else for you, okay?
Yeah.
This is your spoiler bailout time. Ready?
Five,
three, two, well, okay. Five, four, three, two, one. Okay, here we go.
So, yes, the Tesseract is seen in this movie, and now it created what I talked about earlier. I felt it created some continuity issues, but I went back and did some research, and it actually didn't. We're just seeing it an insane amount of times.
Yeah.
So, from what we know, the Tesseract was brought down by Odin years before our time or any of the MCU timeline stuff. And brought down in Norway, which is ironic because isn't that where they were in Ragnarok or where Odin died?
Yeah.
So Norway is where they put the Tesseract in the beginning for Captain America.
Yeah.
Red Skull got a hold of it, got banished to Volmir. The Tesseract went in underground. Tony Stark found it. And that's where Project Pegasus comes along. So it makes sense because Dawson, who ended up being Captain Marvel, who was, Captain Marvel's
mentor.
Yes. She was involved. She was obvious. She was a Kree. So she was sent down to Earth from the Kree I guess she was studying the Tesseract or got involved or mingled with everyone on Earth, got a part of Project Pegasus. So Tony Stark's father probably didn't know she was a Kree, but, you know, they were working together on Project Pegasus, which involved the Tesseract, because she was creating a machine at high speed level light speed technology that can send the scrolls to off and find a new planet to live.
And I like that departure from the canon that they made the Marvel character a female instead of a male.
That was cool.
That was pretty cool. I didn't expect that. Like I said in our review last week, they did some changes to the actual source material that I didn't expect. They made the Skrulls, who are usually bad guys in a lot of stories, as kind of like victims.
Sympathetic
victims. Yeah. So I guess it's kind of like, you know, like there's good Kree and bad Kree, good Skrulls and bad Skrulls, good humans, bad humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like trying to figure out what to do with Venezuela. You know? I don't really know what's going on. I just know it looks bad.
What are we even doing anymore?
Yeah,
what are we even doing? Sid says, I think they switched the Skrulls up to mirror modern society views on immigrants. What do you think about that, Mr. Terry Lewis?
I was thinking this is very...
he says that killed it for him because, you know, he's trying to get, you know... I thought she was going to fight Super Skrull. Well, the Super Skrull can't be in there because I think that's part of Fantastic Four still, and they haven't quite bought all that yet.
They definitely did some parallels there with, some political allegory, I guess you would call it.
A little bit.
Which I actually like that angle.
You could say that all the time about any movies.
I like
that
angle. I thought it was just going to be two empires going up against each other. I did like that angle.
Hmm.
But it was just the Tesseract thing for me. Was here's my issue with the Tesseract.
All right, tell me.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
We're spoiling this. So we're in spoiler zone, ladies and gentlemen.
Red
Skull
couldn't touch the Tesseract. He got all sucked off into another universe. It was
mm-hmm.
dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Red Skull and Captain America couldn't touch it, but she somehow just absorbs all the.
Oh no! But you didn't pay attention to the part where the gentleman who trained her, mm-hmm. who saved her, or
Jan Rog,
he said that he had to transfuse her blood with his Krone Kree blood.
Yeah, but she should have just disappeared the first time the battery.
But let me.
She somehow just sucked it all in. And then
but going back to. Going
I'd
back
say
to,
that's a plot hole for Marvel Cinematic Universe. A small one.
If you go back to Vomir in Infinity War, when you hear Red Skull talking about how he was banished here, he said the stone, I don't know if it meant for just the Soul Stone, but they possess a type of wisdom. So they kind of like reject.
Yeah, he said it rejected me.
So.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you've seen Fury held it in Avengers 1.
Did he hold the Tesseract?
Yeah, he took it out the joint and put it in the suitcase.
I thought he had gloves on.
He did have gloves on. I don't know if they were special gloves. Yeah. Just regular, like, leather joints.
He wouldn't hold it. He wouldn't hold it in this movie.
At JCPenney or something.
He refused to hold it in this movie. He was like,
yeah,
he's like, I'm not touching it.
Hmm.
I don't know. Sid
says something else. I see Sid is trying to chime in here. Sid says Jude Law was a weak villain. All the villains were weak.
I agree.
Okay.
I think my favorite character was
all right, villain.
And I got mixed up on this. You guys have to correct me. Were there two Skrull people? Like, there was the one guy who was a Skrull who was Nick Fury's boss.
Right.
And then there was another guy.
But that was Talos. Talos was Nick Fury's boss.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's Talos. Is there another Skrull besides Talos?
Posed as Nick Fury's boss.
Right. There's another Skrull besides Talos.
I didn't keep up with their names.
Damn. Either. You know what? So, I got lost.
Yeah, bad guy, Skrull one.
Lost.
I got a little lost.
That's what I'm mad. Before we did this, I wanted to go check it again today, but I didn't have
it. I was trying to get
my wife to go see it with me again.
Yeah.
And it was like, they were like, no, you went to the preview without me.
Yeah, my girl's the same way. It's like, come on, man. You just don't get it. You don't understand.
Like, no, I need to see it again. I got to do a show about this.
We got content to create.
Content, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to get likes on Facebook, okay?
But I definitely left thinking, I hope that she can do a better job as Captain Marvel, personality-wise, because if she's going to be the linchpin of the new, of the next wave of Marvel films,
right?
You know, it just wasn't a whole lot of personality in it, in that particular character.
Interesting.
Backstory was interesting, you know, where her friend just never forgets how to fly jets. I like that.
Yeah. But she's important. Right. She's important. Either her or her daughter are going to have or be super powered.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to do something with
the daughter. I think they set it up where they create a story around Photon.
I just feel like this is how I felt about Black Panther, too. I felt like, not that they were bad, but the weakest characters, as far as like being interesting,
right,
were the main ones.
Hmm.
Like, I didn't think T'Challa was as interesting as Shuri or Dora Milaje. I didn't think Captain Marvel was as interesting as the Skrulls or, you know, her friend and her daughter. That intrigued me more. Nick Fury's story intrigued me more.
I got to agree with Randall, who just left a comment, too, saying that he felt Nick Fury smiled and laughed way too much.
He's a bit too cheerful.
He was super cheerful, man. Like
he says that it was more like Sam Jackson, not Nick Fury.
Yeah.
I'm not going front. Well, I thought the Goose the Cat scratching his eye out was,
you know.
That was kind of corny.
Mace Windu so is Sam cool. Jackson,
I was waiting for that payoff. Like,
yeah, me too.
I was hoping it was.
Every character that Sam Jackson plays, though, is Sam Jackson.
Sam Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, it's like.
Y'all don't know that, man. I mean, it could be a distinguished scholar when you meet him. Well, gentlemen.
It's like Lil Jon.
Yeah.
You know, like Mace Windu is Sam Jackson, just in the Star Wars universe.
But no, like, I thought the last time I trusted somebody, I lost an eye dialogue would pay off. Yeah. And this one, I was just like, really? From the cat, my G? Like,
that was really corny, yeah.
That was kind of lame.
Yeah, the cat scratch was, like, I kind of expected
it. Like, I get the ha-ha cool.
As soon
like,
as he started,
you know,
like, cuddling the cat when he first discovered it, I was like, hey, yeah, the cat's going to take the eye.
It's so terrible.
Whatever.
I didn't like that.
I could have done without him. I was hoping maybe they did that to kind of set it up, like, to make us think that the cat was going to take the eye.
Yeah.
They were going to do something else.
They always came really close to taking that eye, which I thought was cool, but the actual payoff wasn't that great.
Yeah, see? I would have appreciated that better.
Yeah.
What I did like, too, was, like, you know, the little, like, 90s references they did make as far as the music, even though the No Doubt song kind of like ruined it for me at one point when they played it.
You know, I used to work for Blockbuster, you know, back
me too.
In another universe.
Yeah, back that. But I did like the kind of Pulp Fiction-y reference with him in the car with Coulson.
Oh, yeah.
Similar to like him and John Travolta. That was pretty dope.
Yeah.
So they did make a little winks at a few things. They used a Game Boy to communicate.
And the pagers and everything. It wasn't bad. I just, you know, as far as building.
Durandal says, of course, Fury is a spy and spies do lie.
They're right. He liked his ass off, too.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't know. I thought the Kree were kind of weak. I like the angle with the Skrulls. I feel like she could have been more. It could have been more development of her as what is her personality like?
Right.
Because we're gonna be throwing her in the middle of all these other people with distinct personalities. Like, you know, Black Widow's gonna have a personality. We're gonna see Ronan, and we're gonna see Captain America and Tony. They all have these distinct things, and we're just throwing her in the middle. And I'm kind of concerned about how that's gonna work because she doesn't really have a distinct type of approach to other people with her relationships. She's just kind of. She's just her backstory. So we'll see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. And I really do feel like this movie really zoned in on her. And it had that Memento feel. You ever seen Memento?
The origin story. Yeah.
It was kind of had that feel to it. So, I mean, they really focused on her a lot, which is fine. I get it because they're trying to set up Endgame, which I feel like she's going to play a huge part in. I want to get to like a theory I might have later on. Mm-hmm. But... I told Speedy last time when we did our review after we saw it, I just kind of expected more. Like, not more from as far from her. I think her, I'm kind of good on. I think because I know we're gonna see more like in a month. So I like, for example, Ronan. I was hoping I'd get a more of a Ronan story tied in there somewhere. Don't really know his. Yeah. You know, backstory and his reason for anything. Yeah. We just know that the creatures don't like the Skrulls.
We had a lot of him in Guardians of the Galaxy.
But even then, I feel
really
like I didn't
just a bad dude.
Not yeah, I just didn't really feel like I had... Yo,
he has to be the slowest talking person in Marvel Cinematic Universe. Oh my God, dude, that just dragged me down. I'm like, man, make your decision.
Maybe we should leave this planet.
But I would say this. The display of her powers was cool.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Sid says about the powers, he goes, do you think Captain Marvel could have killed every character in the movie? She's too powerful.
Superman's too powerful.
What's her weakness? What's her kryptonite then?
Huh?
We don't even know.
Baseball, apparently.
Yeah. Go-karts.
She was never good at baseball. She
couldn't ride a go-kart.
Nick Fury, I guess. That's it.
If it comes down to an MCU Mario Kart, she's done.
Yeah, she's a rat, bro.
She can't.
You know, I just want to know what her weakness is.
Those characters had those problems. Hulk. It's hard to make a Hulk film because, you know, he keeps on getting angry. He's invincible. How do you get rid of him? Who do you put him up against? Superman's the same.
Well, they said it. Well, his emotions are his weakness. You know, getting him to calm down.
Superman, Hulk, and Captain Marvel
are
going to have these problems. I would like, Thor was, Ragnarok was dope because his sister was like a lot stronger than him.
Right.
Like he was not, he still didn't beat her.
Nah, he didn't kick her ass.
He still didn't beat her. So it's good to know that he can be, you know. Beaten and destroyed, and he got worked out apparently in Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like to see my heroes have a challenge at least.
Yeah,
it's gonna be interesting. And Randall again commenting saying if we see Jude Law's Yon-Rogg in future sequels for MCU films, I think it's possible.
Interesting.
I feel like there's more to his.
Did he die or did he?
No. She sent them to send a message.
This is what happens when you don't see the movie again.
Yeah. Well, I feel like they're probably going to be doing a lot of these new films in space.
You think so?
I think it's going to be a lot of space films because it's Guardians is going to be there, Captain Marvel. I think a lot of them will be in space for the next one.
If they do the Annihilus wave, that was a really cool comic book that story.
Yeah. They still got to do Adam Warlock.
Yeah,
they introduced it, so there'll be a lot of space stuff.
So you think? So before we move on, do you think Captain Marvel is taking the place of the Adam Warlock character because her powers come from the Tesseract, whereas in the comic book, Adam Warlock is more attached to the Soul Stone?
No, I think they're going to still do Adam Warlock.
Yeah,
May be her counterpoint, maybe her villain, maybe her. I don't know. I think Adam Warlock shows up
in an end credit for Endgame.
You think so? Mm-hmm. You know who she reminded me of? I was watching this. I was like, she reminds me of Nova.
Yeah,
and I wonder if they're ever going to do Nova.
They are going to do Nova.
But that's what they're talking about. A lot of things that are spoiling it. That they're going back in time to. That's one of the points where they're going to try and attack Thanos is when he goes after that first stone, which is at Xandar, which is where the Nova Corps is.
Xandar,
and this is what goes into a theory I might have for Endgame. Spoiler alert: if you don't want to know anything or have anything remotely close to knowing what's going on in Endgame, but a lot from what I'm hearing through a lot of the blogs are that her speed, she can actually go back in time.
Oh well, that's actually been debunked by Samuel Jackson, supposedly, that he said he's been trolling us.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I don't know. The guy told us that
he said he
lost his eye a whole different way. So I don't know about Joe Samuel.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe he's still trolling us by it, you know? I don't know. Oh, man. Captain Marvel.
I give it a B.
Yeah?
I give it a B.
It's a solid B.
Better than Thor 2.
I said probably 4 because maybe I was more excited about I know the source material and I was more excited about it. In retrospect, maybe 3.5.
Okay. You know, I thought it was better than Thor 2, definitely. May have been better than Age of Ultron. I didn't really like Age of Ultron.
What is the worst cinematic movie anyway right now?
Thor
Dark World.
Easy.
Not Iron Man 3?
No. That's in the 5. That's like... So, like, worst one would be
Incredible
Thor.
Hulk?
I think 5 goes... Incredible Hulk is, like, 2.
I like The Incredible Hulk.
I like The Incredible
Hulk. I didn't like it. Now that I match it up against all that we've seen,
you know,
I don't put
some people
it there.
Don't really like it, you know?
Yeah.
What I liked about Iron Man 3 is the fact that, he was getting stuff done without the suit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you kind of felt like it was just a lot of Tony Stark.
Iron Man becomes an administrative assistant.
definitely Files Captain Marvel's not the worst.
I want to say it's definitely like maybe the 6th or 7th.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This one?
Captain Marvel.
Oof.
On the bottom of the pile?
No. It's definitely not the bottom. Thor 2.
A lot of people
towards
said
the
first
bottom,
first Avengers
six,
in the top 5
the
worst.
6 towards the bottom?
It may be the third worst.
Worst?
Listen, wow, let's go to the comment. Like, listen, if you see it right now, leave a comment.
Low,
give us the
low,
like
low,
worst,
bang.
The top 5 worst MCU movies. I'm saying Thor Dark World. I'm going to go Incredible Hulk. Darn, I really got
to
think.
You don't want to diss him. You're scared to diss him.
Captain Marvel, Captain Marvel First Avenger.
Whoa.
At 3.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
You know, Captain Marvel vs. Avenger? I have an affinity for World War II stuff, so I don't know. Maybe I like them more.
So I say Dark World. Yeah, I said Dark World. Thor Dark World, Hulk, First Iron Man. I'm going to go with Galaxy 2, yo.
Galaxy 2. Now, Speedy, Joey, you may have one there. Galaxy 2.
Galaxy 2 was I didn't like it.
That was not enjoyable. No. There had some great scenes. Captain Marvel.
And then
maybe.
5, I'll probably say Age of Ultron. I think Age of Ultron kind of falls in that
maybe
category.
I just like the source material too much.
Mine's easy.
I'm bugging. No, you know what? Ant-Man movies are actually pretty decent. They're decent movies. Listen, they're right in the middle.
I got Thor 2.
I'm going to say Age of Ultron 5.
Thor 2. I'm going to say after that, Age of Ultron. And I'm going to go Captain Marvel, then Iron Man 3. And those are close. Captain Marvel, then Iron Man 3. I'm changing it. Thor 2, Guardians 2, Age of Ultron, Captain Marvel, Iron Man 3.
All right.
Mm-mm-mm. Guardians 2 was not enjoyable.
I enjoyed it.
Had some good moments. Ego of the Living Planet.
I enjoyed it.
But those aren't all. None of those are awful.
There's more character building for Guardians of the Galaxy.
We're not putting them they're trash.
Yeah. Well, nothing really in the Marvel universe.
No, they're not trash.
We're not comparing these to Spawn.
I'll still put Thor 2 in the background and watch it. You know.
No. I won't own Thor 2.
I won't. I may even not sit there.
Like the only reason I went back.
I'm working on something else. You know.
I only watched Thor: Dark World. Just because there was, you know, potential, like, endgame stuff involved in it.
Yeah.
Regarding the quantum realm and things.
Yeah.
When Jane Foster was on the, in Asgard, when she was getting, like, examined.
Yeah.
Mm. And they were, like, using some type of, like, weird quantum energy or something like that to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
To check her out.
Dark Elves.
Yeah, we watched that together. We were like, oh, let's look at this.
Yeah, like, because it was, like, it was.
Because we were looking
there's,
up
like,
theories.
A hidden.
Yeah.
End game spoiler or a theory
to
it. And they just eliminated her from the whole universe.
Yeah, she's done. Dunzo.
You know, we're looking for
Jane got a different job, so we're never going to see her again.
You never know. You never
we're
know.
See her,
man.
Don't worry
you
about it. She's doing Black Swan. Why don't you just say
you
she's doing
know.
Black
she
Swan?
She might be the female Thor, you know? Female Thor in a comic book.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I never know. Never know. All right, guys. So just long story short, go check out Captain Marvel. It's going to be a good time.
Worth
the movies, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
It's a good watch.
Yeah. it's definitely not the brightest diamond in the Marvel box.
Nah, but if you're going to keep up with the continuity in the MCU, might as well just watch it.
All right, cool. So we're going to do a hard transition now because we're running out of time. But me and Tarek, I don't know if you – have you catched some
– Have not.
Voltron?
I've been so caught up because I'm such a lame and have came late to the party for Game of Thrones. So I'm like knee-deep in some Game of Thrones right now.
Yeah.
So I'm
no Voltron right now?
Running through these seasons. Not right now. Not right now.
So me and Tarek did finish Voltron, and we pretty much come to a agreement or a conclusion that we enjoyed it for the most part, right?
Yes, I enjoy Voltron.
Yeah. So for all the seasons, always good watch, and as I especially enjoy the rise up of the human race.
Yeah.
When Voltron comes, which I don't want to ruin for Joey or anybody else who's watching the podcast right now. There's a little throw to another classic cartoon that I love very much, and that I'll leave it at that. And if you've watched Voltron already on Netflix, you already know what I'm talking about. So there's actually a couple little hints to the old cartoon.
Voltron got deep a little bit.
Yeah,
got a little deep. Talking about the family and religion and
Bunch
of technology and insurgencies. It got a little deep. Very Battlestar Galactic.
Yeah, it is very kind of like. Yeah, it is. The last season, though, there's just this one part that me and Tarek agree upon that's like almost watching the Atlanta Falcons lose the Super Bowl again.
That was a great game.
It was kind of like, what are you doing?
Come on, man.
You know?
You know, it had to be like 7 years into this Voltron thing, and they were still discovering stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And the last final battle. It's like they're in the final battle. Like, this is for the game. You know what I'm saying?
Heath.
Yeah.
Heath, something's happening to my lion. And he turns it on. He's like, he's got on ice skates all of a sudden. Did you know we can skate on ice? Well, it's pointless. We're in space. We just got to keep adding stuff to Voltron.
When you watch the final episode, ladies and gentlemen, you'll know exactly what me and Tarek are talking about. So we highly recommend it here on Geek Culture Congress. Go watch a Voltron. All the seasons, 8 seasons, are waiting for you. And there's also, at the end of it, there's a little throw to the vehicle Voltron at the end. So I really enjoyed that because I kind of enjoyed the vehicle Voltron. I used to have all those.
Yeah, I would like to see a Voltron with some profanity. There was some beef going on towards the end.
There was supposed to be a disfigured, bad guy at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't show him. They kind of like hinted at it. And I was like, show it, man.
I don't know. I could have sworn
Why the 7 TV show.
I could have sworn the Black Lion said, "Do something then." I don't know why I chose a Black Lion. That was a little racist.
Oh man. So
Joe, you going into Game of Thrones now? Finally,
I'm in Game of Thrones right now.
But you've watched season 1, right? So we could touch.
I'm up on season 5 right now. So
okay, you're deep.
So we can do some stuff and recap.
All right, so we're gonna recap, ladies and gentlemen, our build up to the final season of Game of Thrones, which we're so excited about.
Yeah, I started rewatching some episodes this weekend. God, it's a great show.
It is.
It's an amazing show.
It is.
Yeah. Why didn't you guys tell me about this earlier?
I feel like we've been telling you for passion.
I feel like we've been talking about it every time we see you.
You know what? But I've never been. I think what ruined it for me? I think sitting through at a young age and just not really being into the whole Tolkien stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not really that.
I know it's not, but see, that's what all that medieval magic and things like that kind of.
It's a little nod to it, but not really.
I mean, there were good movies. It's just very. It's a lot of dialogue and they drag.
It's more like Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
But Pulp Fiction meets.
This is a lot darker. No, this is way darker.
It's darker.
Yeah.
Now, if I would have known if the advertisement for Game of Thrones when it first came out had a bunch of dragons in it, I might not have gotten into it.
Same.
I might not. Like, but they didn't do that. It was just this whole story, and they were going all behind the scenes. And I was like, what is this about?
HBO has all that marketing company,
Yeah. I started watching the behind the scenes, and I was like,
test screenings and stuff.
Let me try it out. So what are your big moments, man, from the first 5 seasons for you?
My biggest moment is actually episode 1. So you know what my problem is? Is that...
How dare you have a problem with Game of Thrones?
I don't have a problem. I have a problem with the character. And I guess there wouldn't be no Game of Thrones if, certain things happened, right? Because if Ned Stark would actually listened to the guy that he beheaded that ran away from the wall, the dudes literally came up to him and told him, hey, listen, I'm going to go. You can do whatever you want to me, but I'm trying to check up on my family. Because what I've seen north of the wall... I'm trying to make sure they're okay.
Speedy. And come on, man. That's hindsight being 2020.
It is, though. Come on, man. But if you're the warden of the North, you're mm-hmm. the mayor practically. You're running that whole area. If one of your subjects tells you, hey, I did something bad, but man, there's something really bad going on under there. Are you not going to investigate?
Speedy.
Let's just say you're the
warden of Pasco County, right? And I come to you from my Winn-Dixie in Pasco County,
yeah.
And I'm like, listen, man, I've seen aliens just running around at a Planet Fitness. I promise you. And you're like, right? You're just going to listen to me? You wouldn't listen to me.
You know,
off with his head, man. Yeah. Come on.
I'm not investigating.
Talking all this nonsense.
So, hindsight, Speedy. Come on, man.
Oh, man. So he gets, that poor guy gets decapitated. But no, it's not only that. I'm sorry. And then there's another scene after that where he finds two direwolves dead. Remember?
Yeah.
Where he gets the
where
pups.
Where they give the pups to the kids.
And he tells them, they all talk, and they're all talking about, like, who could do this to direwolves?
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing. Well, no, there was
an elk there. They're like Gordon. They were surprised that dire wolves were that far south.
That too.
Yeah.
Hello, we got a guy telling you something that's going weird, going on over the wall. You just found two dead dire wolves for no reason.
This is not Detective Comics. Why? You're making it sound like Ned Stark is Remington Steele.
Gotta build the story,
man. Come on, man.
You see, that couldn't have happened better than if I planned it.
This man was just getting some puppies for his kids.
For real. Free dogs.
What are you trying to say, though?
He has some free wolves.
It could all been avoided, Tarek.
Nah, what were they going to do? It wasn't going to all be avoided, man.
That's good. I think for me, the craziest one for me was literally the Red Wedding.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
That was so dark.
We're getting
dark.
Ahead of ourselves, though. So.
That's super dark. But yeah. I'm saying, if I had to take away a scene from all the seasons that I've been running through, that was the craziest. Like I had to stop and really dissect everything that just happened. Like, right. Take a moment.
Yeah, I would say the show got me hooked because I was watching this first episode, and it was like all backstory. And you're like, okay, all right, this might be decent. Let's see what this is all about. We got to get these names straight. And then when he pushed Bran out of the window,
mm-hmm. yeah,
I was like, "This is about to be real."
Yeah. as soon as Jamie threw,
they were like doing it, I was like, "Ooh, yeah, this is kind of nasty."
I was like,
show.
This is nuts.
Like, yeah. What am I watching?
They really, they don't care. they're doing everything.
I read the book, so you know, I kind of knew that was going to happen, but I didn't think that HBO was going to go
that way. They went there. They went all the way in, man.
Yeah, and, that was my moment first season. I was like, oh, this is about to be real. I'll be here next Sunday.
So after that, some drama went down after they threw the kid out. And then the actual king, I guess the hand of the king died by mysteriously.
Yeah, and, the hand of the king. Yeah, the
he
hand
decides
of the king
to travel all the way to Winterfell to go recruit his friend, Ned Stark, poor Ned Stark.
Yeah.
As his hand because he doesn't trust anybody else. And, you know, little did he know, he was just giving him a death sentence, you know, as well as his own, probably. But I liked the part there where they're kind of like kicking it. They're on the way back to King's Landing.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're talking about, you know, like what it was and, you know, how
it was. Robert and
yeah,
Ned.
Robert and yeah, Ned. And then they're kind of
because
like,
what Robert Baratheon was in love with Ned's sister.
Yeah, uh-huh. So they're kind of setting up already subtly things that later on in the seasons were kind of like, oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean. But we didn't know that was happening. We didn't know what they were trying to set up when we were watching season one.
No,
because I didn't even read that far in the books to even have a reference. You know what I mean?
I like that when they were having that conversation on the way back to King's Landing.
Yeah.
It was such a dude conversation.
It was.
It could have been playing spades. Robert was like, hey, bro, what happened to that girl from back in the day, dog? Your baby mama. Where'd she stay at, man? I don't even talk about her too much, Rob. Come on, dog. I know you stepped out once or twice, man. Don't be.
Don't be like that with me, man. We brothers.
Like yeah, man. That was so cool.
When the bastard. The bastard goes to the wall.
Who, John?
Yeah.
Yeah, John Snow. He goes to the wall and he sees what the Night Watch is all about. And he's kind of like, man, I've been training all my life for this.
Yeah. That's how I feel like Antonio Brown's going to be on the Raiders.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, whoa, hold on.
I ain't not signed up for this.
He's just whipping everybody. He's throwing everybody around. He's like, what is this?
Yeah, you're on a bad team.
Yeah.
For real. You about to find out.
He had that face, too. Like, you know, like when you, you know, you're stuck in a contract, you know, and you're like, man.
It's like Robinson Cano when he played for the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. He was on a very long bad tender date.
Oh, man.
Imagine being there for years, signing a 10 to 13 year contract.
So, yeah.
Man, it's just my homeboy on Facebook. He called it, he said, I'm rewatching Game of Bad Decisions. So there were some bad decisions made.
It was.
Shout out to Tyler.
It was.
Some bad decisions made, man.
Well, you know what I like is a part where when they start developing Daenerys' character over there in the desert.
Yeah.
I forgot what it's called now in the story, but, the part where the Khal Drogo, aka Aquaman, puts the golden melted crown on the brother.
How cool was he though as a character?
He was cool.
He was cool. Who was the character you hated the most from season one? Just season one. I'll go first. It was Viserys, the dude with the long Daenerys' brother.
Yeah, the other Targaryen.
Yeah, he was the worst.
He was
Littlefinger.
I still don't like Littlefinger.
Betrayed the dude, and then was like, oh man, like he thought something else was gonna happen, and he thought he was manipulating for the king to be okay. Let him go. Take the black, and nobody will get beheaded, and everything will be fine, and. And King Joffrey just, you know, he didn't realize King Joffrey was out of his mind.
I couldn't wait for Joffrey to get the smoke,
that death episode, which we're getting ahead of ourselves
now.
Yeah,
I know, yeah.
I was like if I just watched like my favorite team win a touchdown.
I was like, yes. And you know what's, we don't want to get too ahead, but I love that episode.
You know who poisons Joffrey?
It's
that guy that he humiliates in season one.
I believe it's in season one, the one that took Sansa.
That he was gonna fight. It was a knight that was gonna fight. He was really fat, and he had like a cheapo thing.
And Joffrey poured wine on him and everything.
Yeah, and he turned him into the jester, the clown of the court.
Yeah, damn. Okay,
that's the guy who poisoned him.
Yeah,
and they didn't really show.
But I thought it was this girl.
I'll bet my money.
Was it name Marjorie?
Marjorie's mother.
Grandmother.
She paid for it, but she didn't actually do it.
I don't think she did it. But I guarantee that guy had something to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah, season one was dope.
Yeah.
So.
And then the final, I like the training that Arya Stark got.
Yeah, with the old boy. It was cool.
With the Barossi, is that what they're called?
Oh, the Barossi. Yeah, the first sword of Braavos. He wasn't no joke.
Yep.
I mean, he was fighting with a wood stick.
My man got feet, too, man.
His foot game was nice. His footwork was crazy. The guy who trains him. But then later on, he runs into the one that whispered me three names into my ear, and I will dispatch them for you.
That's season two. You always checking us.
We're going in and out because we got to wrap up.
Just
soon.
Did season one and two. Yeah.
But my question is to you: is that the same character? Because they're from the same island, right?
No.
All right, backtracking. Remember when he whispered? I know we're in season two, but the stuff he whispers to her, he hands her the coin. He hands Arya Stark the coin, and he like has to tell her. He says, "When you get to Braavos."
Oh, it's Oh my God, is it death? Something about death, isn't it?
I forgot.
But see, it's from the same island, right? That's the same island.
They're both from Braavos.
Yeah,
but he's not. It's not the same character. Yeah,
I don't know because we never really saw that. What happened to the other character? We just assumed they got killed.
Yor Wazell was his name, or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the same character.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I forgot what it was. He's supposed to say the words when you get to Braavos.
I forgot. You got to look it up. It's like a different language.
Yeah, it was.
One of them Game of Thrones languages.
Just English. English presented different.
For real.
It is. And then, of course, the end of season one
ends. I
know it's
something with a K. Like Cal something.
Something like that. But then the end of season one ends, of course, with the birth of the dragons.
Yeah, that was cool.
When she goes into the fire.
That was pretty
epic.
And
all the other, I forgot what they're called now, the ones on the horseback.
The Dothraki.
The Dothraki.
Yeah.
All the Dothraki abandoned her. Most of them abandoned her, except for some of the real loyal ones. The real loyal ones stay, and then she proves to them that she's like, you know, royal blood.
Yeah.
And can't be burnt.
You know, I forget how many L's Daenerys took early in the game. She took a lot of L's early in the game.
She did. That whole first season is her getting abused and a half. She took
her lumps, man. She earned her stripes.
But then it shows, like, you know, like, she learned from the lady, like, how to please Khal Drogo. She's in the game, you know?
Yeah.
She's in the Game of Thrones
She definitely went through a lot. She might have taken the most L's early on.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all know John went through some things, but it was tough.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. So I think it was time to wrap it up here at Geek Culture Congress. So let's see. What can we get back with for following week? Let's see. We're in March. We got, of course, Avengers coming soon.
Yeah, hopefully we get a new trailer in the next week or two.
Yeah.
There's a bunch. I think there's Aladdin, a new trailer for Aladdin that I just shared on the page.
Yeah. I'm actually go check that out. I got some issues with that trailer. But it doesn't concern Will Smith.
I don't know. I reserve judgment on that one.
I've been watching it. I'm going to give him a moment.
Yeah.
There you go.
We'll see.
You can't drink the Kool-Aid right after you make it. You got to let the sugar settle.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, man. And then what else we got going on?
Anybody watching Brother Academy? Are we going to talk about that?
Yeah, that's my next thing. Okay. So
we need to do a whole show about that.
Yeah.
I think we're right out of time. Let's put it this way. The last part of the show, go see it.
Yeah. Right. Go see Umbrella Academy.
Probably see it before you watch Voltron. Okay. Yeah. Voltron ain't going nowhere. You need to go watch the first season of Umbrella Academy.
Yeah.
Which is really good. I never read any of the source material. Did you?
Me neither.
No. Neither. Oh, and Hellboy's coming too.
Yeah. Mm. Hellboy's coming. We got Shazam, the movie Shazam coming soon.
Yep.
There are supposed to be a new full trailer coming out too for that as well.
For Shazam?
Yeah, another trailer. One? Yeah.
I feel like the trailers that they're giving us is recycled stuff.
Yeah,
I feel
the Captain Marvel trailers definitely give us too much stuff.
Yeah, it's all recycled. Yeah,
I'm going to predict that I'm going to like Captain Marvel more than Captain Marvel.
That's going to be a discussion for another time, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Tarek, let them know what's going on in your world. Where you
just
at?
Hit me up on Instagram. My name is Tarek. Twitter and all those other places. Leave me alone.
And of course,
leave me alone.
Joey Franchise, let them know what's going on with you.
You don't got to leave me alone. You can bother me as much as you want. I'm on the radio Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight, Wild 94.1. Keep up with me on Twitter and Instagram at Joey Franchise.
Yeah, of course, myself. You can follow my Nocturnal Life at DJ Speedy JR, all the socials. And of course, if you're not following us, follow us right now. Give us a like. Geek Culture Congress Facebook page. Give us a like there so you can follow. I always post everything new as soon as I find it. There was a new trailer for Batman versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I gotta check this.
That's up right now on the Geek Culture Congress page. Wow. Go check it out. If you never read the comic book, they actually made a comic book before.
I remember the comic.
It's pretty dope, and it's pretty surprisingly dope. It's really, really good. And there's even a little cutscene of Shredder versus Batman right there. So,
Turtle power.
That's serious. So, follow us on the gram. Joy Ranch Franchise runs the gram for us, so follow us there at Geek Culture Congress. And we'll be back with some more content. I think we need to get into Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, let's touch
on that. I think we'll touch on that next week or so, or maybe a couple weeks. I don't know. All right, so same bad time, same bad channel. Thanks everyone for following us and keeping us with us here at Geek Culture Congress. Till next time, have a good one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.